USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As negotiations regarding another coronavirus stimulus bill are ramping up, President Trump says there is good news about a vaccine for the virus.
We're studying the reports very closely. I think people are going to be very pleasantly surprised with what's going on the vaccine front and the therapeutic front.
President Trump also says the White House coronavirus task force briefings will resume on Tuesday. Democrats are demanding internal investigations into the Trump administration's deployment of troops into Portland. Acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says those troops went out west for a good reason.
We actually had credible information that the federal buildings were going to be attacked. That's what led us to putting more resources there. And guess what? That's exactly what happened.
The Democratic Attorney General in Oregon is also suing the Department of Homeland Security over arrests in Portland. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The Supreme Court is refusing a fast-track request from Democrats. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The Supreme Court will not speed up the process of getting a dispute over President Trump's taxes back into lower courts, as justices declined a push by House Dems to expedite the case. Justices kicking the case back down to lower courts earlier this month, asking them to revisit the case, but they did not establish a time frame.
The Missouri couple seen brandishing firearms as Black Lives Matter protesters marched on a private street and broke down gates will likely be pardoned. That's according to Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson. Parson saying he believes Mark and Patricia McCloskey, who are both lawyers, will be pardoned if they are charged in the June 28th incident. The McCloskeys displayed a pistol and AR-15 style rifle as protesters walked on their street. The demonstrators were heading to the home of the St. Louis mayor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
How did something so simple as wearing a mask become such a hot-button, emotionally charged issue? Well, a lot of people point to social media as where a lot of these arguments begin with, whether that be Facebook or Twitter. I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Dean Hinnitz. He's a sports psychologist, and he says when you're debating someone on Facebook, you have to remember one thing. You're probably not going to change that other person's mind.
There really aren't discussions on Facebook because when I witness them, I don't see an authentic curiosity. And true discussion says, you know, the nature of the word relationship is to relate. Like, we'll pull up at a campfire, you tell me what you saw on your hike that day, I'll tell you what I saw on mine, and we'll sort of match notes, and we'll talk about the nature of hiking with some curiosity. And now there's a sort of a stiffening of position. I think people are even fearful, not just resistant to other points of view. It's like they've dumped so much money in a slot machine, they're afraid to change machines. I have never in my ever heard of somebody who said, I really believe this strongly, and then I was looking at Facebook on Tuesday and everything changed for me. So I know.
Yeah.
All I see is people who are so fearful about their position that they comes out in anger, like, oh, I need to present this so that I don't have to even be curious about another point of view.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.